Pineapple.
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 This is Hilda.
This is Kim.
And this is Israel.
And together we're Real Motherfucking Talk. All right, so as you may have noticed, our title changed, or the name of our podcast changed, but we remain the same. We are Real Redacted Talk on paper and on the podcast name, but we're still Real Motherfucking Talk. So just to let you all know, we're still here. We're just being censored heavily by Apple. So shout out to Apple for censoring our name.
Trying to keep us down. Steve Jobs wouldn't have gone for this, but...
No.
But whatever, you know.
He's gone.
All right, so today we're going to get into astrology and into natal charts. So this is an interesting episode because Israel doesn't know shit about natal charts or astrology.
Nor do I care.
Nor does he care, yeah. Please, he needs you to know that he does not care about it too.
Yeah, I want to be clear about it.
That he is not here willingly.
Yeah, I'm not here for it, sis.
All right, so natal charts. I know that a lot of us are very familiar with our sun signs, which is, you know, when somebody says, what's your sign? And you say, okay, mine is a Capricorn. I just happen to be a Capricorn, actually. But there's also more. There's more to this. That's just the tip of the iceberg, everybody. If you look at your whole natal chart, which it consists of, what is it, your name? Does it have to be your name, or is there a reason why
no,
your name is on?
Okay. It's just to make it.
Just to make it personal?
Personal.
Okay, we just went on Cafe Astrology, and it asked for your name. Anyway, it is based on, your natal chart is based on the year that you're born, the day that you're born, and the time that you're born. So all that comes up to be your natal chart, and what astrology people say is that it's you. That is you. So
it's the alignment of the stars, of the heavens, if you will, at the exact time of you leaving the vessel that was your mother's womb and coming into the real world.
It operates off of the idea that, the idea that we're all like snowflakes, all very special, right?
And sensitive.
Insensitive.
Yes. Okay, so natal charts. It's 2019 and we're another podcast talking about natal charts. Hate to see it. So I'm just kidding. I love our podcast. We did some research on ourselves and found our it's a very basic breakdown of our natal charts.
By the way, this was like doing homework.
Yes.
We were in there. We were on Cafe Astrology. We looked at memes. We learned all the things that we need to know about astrology from memes, by the way. Thank you, Instagram.
Thank you, memes.
It's like doing your homework at 11:55 the night before.
That was us. Well, once you get to know our signs, you'll see how it all makes sense. So this is Kim. My sun is Cancer, my moon is Pisces, and my ascending is Capricorn, or as people would say, I'm a Capricorn ascending.
or rising is what people call it. Also.
Oh, rising.
Oh, before you continue, Kimberly, we didn't tell them what the sun, moon, and rising are, so.
Oh, yes, let's go back to that part.
Let's go back, guys. So first, your sun is what everybody knows about yourself. That's what you're like, hey, I'm a Capricorn. I'm a Gemini. Well, that's your sun. And it represents, according to this meme that I saw by, I don't know what this Instagram handle is, Sanctuary World. It looks like a lot of my friends, my woke friends have liked this. So I'm going to assume that this is the premier
source
for astrology information. So sun gives you the ego, the goals, your acts, your wants, and your identity. So, yeah. Then your moon is your instincts, your behaviors, your responses, and your needs and emotions. And, you know, that's you. That's really who you are. And then your rising is your persona, your identity, your defenses, and your actions, and your presence. So there you go. Those are the three things that make you, you. A special snowflake. Take it home, Kimberly.
All right. So... like I said, that was all three sides of me the Cancer, Pisces, and Capricorn, which I was surprised to learn about the Capricorn. I'll have to delve a little bit more into that on a personal time.
Yes, we are kin, Kimberly.
Oh, yes.
I am a Capricorn.
I know. That's so cool.
That's probably why we are very good friends.
Probably. I like to think so. So you, my dear Hilda, your sun is Capricorn, your moon is Sagittarius, and your ascending is Aries, which makes you earth, fire, and fire.
Dang, I'm a lot of fire.
Which you found out today you were an ascending Aries.
Yeah, so this whole time, by the way, shout out to all my astrology friends who have lied to all along. I thought I was a Pisces rising or ascending. I was wrong. I had my time wrong for my birth time. I was born at 11 a.m. and not 10 a.m.
Uh-oh.
I'm actually an Aries rising and not a Pisces rising. Wow. So
you catfished all of those people.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I hope that we can still be friends.
We're probably like scrambling like to delete your contact. Like, fake as fuck.
She's like, she's fire and earth, not fire, earth, and water.
They're like, how is that even possible?
The three elements? What the fuck? I know, I've been lying all along. I'm so sorry.
So, and our major skeptic here, whom we love,
oh, yes,
Israel, whose natal chart we will be delving into today, he is a Leo sun, Gemini moon. Shout out to all our Geminis out there. You know who you are. And a Scorpio rising. Which that sounds really fucking cool. To say, hey guys, I'm Israel. I'm a Scorpio rising.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a Scorpio rising.
You should lead with that from now on.
Yeah.
Right, here you go.
Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio rising. That's why I'm this way.
People will be like, what is your...
Is his chart still up on your phone?
Yes.
Can we read a little bit about his?
Let's delve into it. I have.
Let's just read a couple sentences.
Bookmarked.
Yeah, we really wanted to get into Israel's because he's not really into it.
Yeah, and he knows this is.
He thinks it's all bullshit.
Yeah, he thinks it's just girls reposting on Facebook and.
Pretty much.
And Instagram. So we're here to debunk that. Sun and Leo, we'll just read a couple paragraphs. There's an unmistakably regal air to solar Leos. These are dignified, even noble folk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so right off the bat, we know this is wrong. Leos have a reputation for being conceited. But think again. Leos do feel important, but this generally takes the form of wanting to change the world in some way, to make the world a better place. They're generally motivated by affection for people and often have big dreams and plans to make people happy. Generally, Leos are hardworking. After all, they are attracted to the good things in life. Hennessy.
Oh, yeah.
And they know they have to work to get them.
Pinkies up.
It is difficult sometimes to imagine Leos as go-getters if you happen to catch them in one of their languid moods.
All the time.
We all know Israel loves to languish. These people can sleep in, laze around, and luxuriate for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Or FIFA it up, in my case.
So, yeah, blah, 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 they're loyal.
Let's look at his moon real quick. I want to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Let's delve deeper.
Let's delve deeper. Did that sound at all like you, though?
I mean, I'm sure it does to some extent, you know, but it's like throwing some cooked spaghetti on the wall. Someone's going to stick, someone's not.
Right.
And that's what we were talking about earlier in the Barnum.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Effect.
Yeah, so.
As in Barnum and Bailey?
Yes, as a Barnum and Bailey. That's how he got people to come to his shows. Like, he would just make these crazy statements that everyone felt spoke to them directly. And they're
everybody's
like, yeah.
Oh,
That's me.
I'm a great guy.
Yeah, and so that's how, anyway, that we were talking about the Barnum. So just to short description, masterful, likes authority, aspires toward an ideal. He likes to give advice, is honest, frank, loyal, open, and sincere. Possible issues: pride, vanity, arrogance, presumption, and disdain for others.
Damn, disdain for
others. Does this sound like you, Israel?
Yeah, it sounds exactly like me. I hate people.
I fucking hate people.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't hate people.
No.
I love everybody.
But does it sound like you? Any of it?
Sure. Yeah, it all sounds like
cool. Me. Cool. Well, let's just go to the rising then. Let's see if that gives us anything. We're really going deep today, guys.
No, we're diving deep.
We're diving deep.
Infinite waters deep.
Let's just scroll through these 10,000.
Yeah, Cafe Astrology is very thorough, by the way.
Yeah, they really go astrology into plug, all by of the way. Your
CafeAstrology.com. Check them out.
Yeah, dude. So we said you were a Scorpio ascending. Oh, let's look here.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, that's what I feel like right now. So a Scorpio ascending, these people have a lot of presence. Again, here we are with like the presence, the regal presence, if you will. There's something about them that tells the world they are not to be pushed around. Mm-hmm. Their manner commands respect, and in some cases, which would be Aurelio's, fear. Scorpio rising people can be quiet or loud, but they always seem powerful and determined. You either love or hate Scorpio rising people. There are rarely people who go through life unnoticed. In fact, some of them are confused when faced with the fact that they get such a strong reaction from others. They seem to look right through people, seeing through superficiality. So you can just be like, oh, that's a fake bitch, you know,
fake
right
ass
off
bitch.
The bat.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself saying that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Scorpio rising natives are drawn to down-to-earth natural partners. Reliability in their partner is very important. They generally look for complete commitment and have little patience with flighty partners. Would you say that's true?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Right. Nice. So that's Israel.
Yeah, that's
needle
Israel.
Chart.
Yeah, that's.
Do you feel a little bit more convinced now?
I'm not convinced just because I'm very skeptical about it. Yeah, a lot of that stuff hits it right on the head. But I don't think that.
You want to live by it.
Yeah, definitely not. Because, you know, I don't, like, for instance, you said that there's, like, disdain towards people. I don't hate people. I hate terrible people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the Barnum effect.
Yeah.
That you can be like, well.
It's just like you can either be loud or quiet. It's like.
Yes. It's like, so, well,
yeah,
we all
yeah.
are both of those
yeah.
things.
You know, like, things, statements like that. It's, I don't know. I don't. Yeah. I don't buy it. I'm not buying what you guys are selling, pretty much, you know, but,
well,
you know, to each their own. And,
you know,
it's definitely a way of justifying your character and your actions.
Yeah.
Which, you know, those are good. A lot of those are good qualities that they describe. And,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like the Bible, you know, it's a good way to live, but it's,
yeah.
you know, the whole religion thing is...
Mm.
Right, yeah, that's the institution of it.
Exactly.
It is, you know what, damn, it is like a religion.
Yeah, it is. But
and, you know, because people do say that a lot, you know, I'm a Taurus or I'm a Leo, so I'm this way. And you're thinking, well, you're just being an asshole. You can't just hide behind your sun sign or your moon sign or your rising, whatever it is that you blame it on. You have to take responsibility for your actions. Oh, we can tie it back into the honesty thing from last week.
Yes. Doing the shadow work and not just blaming it on your sign.
Yeah, you can't blame it on your sign, guys.
Girls, the crying I can, though.
Everybody in between.
The crying I always blame it on the cancer sign.
Yeah, me too. I tend to, I'm like, oh, it must be the retrograde. That's why I'm sobbing myself to sleep tonight.
Yeah. I think mostly because that's the part that I'm uncomfortable with. Everything else, I'm like, oh, I have, you know. I feel like the crying gets away from me. I'm not able to control it. And that's when I'm like, oh, man. It's just my sign.
Not that you were having a bad day or it was difficult.
Oh, darn.
You know, I feel like a big part of me always feels like there's nothing that should make me cry. Like, people are having way more horrible days than I am, or like, I am maybe doing something stressful, but there's always like something way more stressful going on. So why should I be freaking out over my thing? You know, that's
right.
By the way, kids, this is a great opportunity for me to tell you your feelings are valid. Okay. Your feelings are valid.
Yeah, definitely didn't get any of that when I was being made into a person. So I think it's just that that's why I think letting go of those feelings and just letting it out is hard for me, because I feel like I should be able to handle it.
Right. And you know what? I think I also, you know, I'm on both sides here. I definitely think that people tend to blame a lot of things on their sign and the whole Barnum effect. Mm-hmm. But I also think that there is a little bit of, dare I say, science to it. Because just as the moon affects the water on our Earth and the planet, and women's cycles sync up with the full moons, and you know,
is that true?
Yeah.
Yes, that's a fact.
That's scientifically proven.
Really?
It is a fact.
Wow,
so
that's news to me.
Right. So that kind of makes me feel like, yeah, I think there's some truth to it, but like anything else, you have to kind of
take it with a grain of salt.
Take it with a grain of salt and just say, oh, okay, cool. So this is happening, but I am the master of my own destiny, right? That's what we like to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've heard from
all
the
cool
kids.
What I've heard men saying.
Right, exactly. So
yeah.
that's just how I feel about it. I feel like I'm on both sides. I'm a little bit of, yeah, cool. I like to know my natal chart and kind of see what's going on, how the retrogrades are affecting me,
mm-hmm.
as a Capricorn, as a Sag, and I guess as an Aries now, since I know this now.
We found Aries.
So I did my homework, everybody, and I went on Instagram to learn about astrology. And I looked at
favorite American institutions, Instagram.
Yes, yes. And I looked at a few different memes. I sent them to Kimberly and Israel. So let's take a look at them, guys.
Yes.
And
let's see
if we can verify these.
Let's verify these
okay.
memes.
Let's dive deep.
How about the signs angry? All right, let's see. Throws daggers with their eyes and rips your soul out with their death stare. This one is Taurus, Leo, Virgo, and Aquarius. Israel, is that you? Do you rip people's souls out with your death stare when you're angry?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think it's very intimidating towards people, and they take exception to it.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Ignores the fuck out of you. Cancer, Libra, Scorpio, and Capricorn. Can you remember Cancer?
Yeah, absolutely true. I think giving the silent treatment is one of my favorite things, and I think because I'm so, like, chatty Cathy all the time, when I do it, it really hurts people.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, when Cancers ignore you, it really hurts, because they're really chatty people, and when they're just like, hi, and you're like, hi, hey, what's up, Kimberly? She's like, hello. I'm like, oh fuck, what did I do? Oh my
greetings.
God. Right, shakes your hand. I'm
how's
a
your day? Good.
Fine. Great. Yeah. And I'm a Capricorn, so yes, I also tend to ignore people when I'm upset. I used to cuss them out, but now I just ignore. So I don't know. Did I change from Capricorn to something else to Capricorn as of recently?
Maybe.
All right. So yells until they're blue in the face and you have emotional trauma. Wow. Aries, Gemini, and Pisces.
Oh, right. Absolutely. I feel like Geminis definitely are like that.
Yeah. Geminis can be like that, I suppose. I'm not, well, I'm an Aries. I guess now my rising is Aries. I don't know. Does that mean I'm like this?
I feel like that's where your duality comes from.
Yeah.
That's where you used to yell at people before.
Yeah, I still
know.
That was
your ascending, and now you're settling more into your sun.
So on throwback Thursdays, you just yell at people.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what time it is, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
And then Sagittarius says, what is angry? That's that's my moon, everybody. So I'm all of these. Fuck.
Again, all of them.
That's the thing.
So there you go.
Maybe that's why we have three, so we can pick and choose.
So we can pick, whichever mood we're in.
Yeah, I don't know. There was...
Okay. Oh my god, this next one is my favorite because this is totally me, and people at work can definitely vouch for this, but I'm not going to say where I work. So this is, it's a bunch of little animals. And descriptions of them along with the sign. So for me, I'm a Cancer, and the little animal posted for me is a possum, which is spooked easily, approach with caution, and plays dead when threatened, which is 100% true. I was just talking about this earlier. I do play dead when I'm threatened. When people start to raise their voice or become angry, I just retreat, you know, I try to remove myself out of that situation. If I can't, and it comes to it, I probably will play dead. I get spooked very easily. People have looked at me in the eyes and still booed, and I get scared. So there you go.
All right, Israel is a Leo. I see yours is a black bear.
Yes, I am a black bear. Fearless leader. Walk backwards slowly if you make one angry.
There you go again with that instilling
fear and presence.
You
are scary.
Rawr.
Let's see, where am I?
Give me your honey.
Am I not even on here? Wow.
A cat.
I didn't even make the cut.
Yeah, you did. You're the last one.
I'm a crawfish, Capricorn crawfish. We'll pinch you to avoid feelings. I don't even know what that means.
What the heck does
pretends that mean? To be tough, but it's just a tiny lobster. You know, that's true. I pretend to be tough, but I'm just a little lobster.
A little lobster.
Wow.
But then I have Sag, which is right next to it, my moon, which is voted loudest reptile. Am I a loud reptile? I don't know. Sometimes I can be. And doesn't need your approval. I don't need your approval.
Only on ashy days is she a loud reptile.
The next one is it's a post of this man. He's smiling. His name is Charles McAllister or McAuley or something like that. Anyway, he's just a run-of-the-mill ad lawyer. Oh, McAuley Law. Not a plug, by the way. And he's standing there smiling at us. Your injury is personal to me. And the caption says, Capricorn, Pisces, Cancer, Taurus, Leo, Virgo, when they find out the person who did them wrong just had the exact same thing happen to them. So, yeah. I feel like sometimes I do, like, take on other people's injuries.
Your injury is personal
to me. Your injury is personal to me.
You're like, that's fan fucking tastic.
Right. I don't know. I'm in there, but I don't know how I feel about that. Anybody? Anybody a Scorpio here? You a Scorpio?
No.
Okay, let's skip to Scorpio.
She's the ascending Scorpio.
You're ascending Scorpio. Are you Betty Boop? This is Betty Boop looking in the mirror with her fishnets. She's putting on her pink lipstick. She's in lingerie. She's looking in the mirror saying, you know, she's being self-confident, sexy, and alluring. Is that you?
Yeah.
I feel like you're pretty self-confident.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
Very confident.
Like,
yeah, he's
okay,
a confident guy.
Well, tone it down, geez.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, what about, who's a Pisces? Any Pisces? I'm not a Pisces. I thought I was a Pisces. If I hadn't done this, I would have related to this so hard. I would have been like, yeah, that's me.
I'm a Pisces moon.
How about this one? Okay, so want to hang out this summer? I can't wait to see you. When are you free? And then Pisces says, I have to fall in love. It's that little koala, you know, the one that says, I have to sleep 20 hours a day. Well, instead of saying 20 hours a day, he says, I have to fall in love. Is that you? Do you have to fall in love?
I
instead
do.
Instead of hanging out with everybody?
I feel like now I've gotten better at doing both. I was once told I have hearts for pupils.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because I fall in love
every day
with everyone all day. Yes.
That's so beautiful. Isn't that beautiful?
I just,
It depends.
I mean, it can be trying.
Yeah, it could be rough.
So this next one is my favorite Instagram ever. It's Vice Adams. So by the way, if you want to see this meme, please give me your Instagram handle and I'll send it to you. It's Vice Adams behind a tree doing like the Birdman hand rub, you know, licking his lips, looking real sensual. And it says water placements, looking at emotionally unavailable people.
Yes.
Is that you?
And I absolutely laughed at this the first time I saw it because that is 100% me. It's I have special antenna for emotionally unavailable people.
So let's just do a couple more. But the one that I really wanted to get to was the signs as Care Bears.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. That's the one I wanted to see, too, because, you know.
Okay. So you're a Leo.
What are you, Israel?
A Cheer Bear.
Cheer Bear.
Cheer Bear.
Go
Yay!
Team. Pineapple.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. I'm a Capricorn, so I'm the Champ Bear.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
I'm a
nice.
Winner.
Wow. He looks like he's ready to go play.
Yeah.
He's got a bat. Let's describe him in detail.
Oh, he's already won.
Yeah. He has a trophy on his chest. Just in case.
Oh, damn.
He's just in case
any haters out there have
doubts. If you don't know, now you know.
Yes. That's right.
Kimberly, you're the Cancer.
I am the Cancer. I am Friend Bear.
Yeah. That's
you are the Friend Bear. Man, I wish I was a Gemini to be a secret bear.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm telling
that's
you, those
so
Geminis
mysterious.
Are like
secret.
Something else, man. Actually, what's funny is Geminis are the reason I started getting into astrology. Because for a while, I had a lot of Geminis in my life, but I didn't know anything about astrology. I just thought, like, these people were kind of chaotic energy in my life. And then someone was like, hey, they're all Geminis. And I was like, what's that mean? And then I read the astrology thing and I'm like, oh shit, that's 100% them.
Yeah.
I don't talk to any of them anymore.
Oh, by the way, let's just do the last couple bears. Aries is a good luck bear. Ooh, I'm an Aries, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Taurus is a birthday bear.
Aquarius is a tender heart bear.
I don't understand birthday bear.
Yeah, neither do I.
Where's birthday bear?
Taurus.
Are they the type of people that wish themselves a happy birthday on Instagram?
Oh my god.
Or is that just everybody that does that now?
I feel like that's everybody.
Happy birthday to me, everybody. Happy birthday.
I want
don't
to
message,
wish myself a happy
don't
birthday.
Message me if you haven't messaged me all year with happy birthday. But you know what, everybody? Happy birthday to me. Like,
my favorite fucking thing.
Shout out to everybody who does it.
Yeah,
shout out.
Yeah, love you guys.
Someone posted like happy birthday to me or something, and someone replied. This was back when I had Facebook, like 15 years ago. All they replied was HBD.
HBD.
Nothing
love
else.
Love it.
That's what I'm gonna do from now on.
HBD.
When it's your birthday, I'm not gonna say nothing. Just HBD. Never
no
gonna...
balloons. No emojis.
Yeah,
no emoticons. If you guys remember those.
Oh yeah, dude. I remember when I started dating my wife. She would always like. I would say thanks. She'd be like, YW, like, you're welcome. Or like, she would abbreviate everything. I'd be like, if you don't have the time to spell it out, then I'm not trying to read it or
and
care.
Then one day she texted ILU, and he was hooked.
Yeah.
And they got married.
Yeah.
Shout out to Israel's wife.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, she keeps my birth certificate in a safe place.
Yeah, that
damn.
Was dope. She took that up. Man, let me tell you guys. We asked Israel what time he was born to find out for the natal chart. And then he said, I don't know where my birth certificate is or something like that. And she was like, oh, let me just take it out. She busted it out within like, what,
a
10
minute.
Seconds?
15 seconds,
yeah.
10, 15 seconds. That was beautiful.
that's
all right, everybody.
Holding it down.
Cool, everyone.
We're almost out of time. I hope you all enjoyed this astrology talk. And I hope that you all will educate us more in the future because I don't know shit about astrology for real.
Yeah.
I still don't care for it.
So until then, everybody, pineapple.
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 Keep it real.